Let's hear about a movie that has all the makings of the raunchiest of summer comedies. Drinking, sex, swimming pools. It's called The To-Do List. And Renee, you've seen it. Total guys movie, right?
No, actually, David. The To-Do List is written and directed by Maggie Carey, a woman. And it stars Aubrey Plaza as Brandy Clark, a perfectionist who needs to be in control of everything, including her own high school graduation.
This year's valedictorian, Brandy Clark.
Please be quiet. Our First Lady, Hillary Rodham Clinton, once said, "You cannot be both young and wise." I say, let's prove her wrong.
Get off the stage, virgin!
That pretty much kicks it off, David.
I guess so. It sounds like she might excel in academics, but maybe lack some experience in extracurriculars?
Yeah, extracurriculars. And she hopes to change all that while working at a local pool over the summer. Her coworkers include her dorky lab partner, who has a big crush on her, and Rusty, the hot, blonde, guitar-strumming lifeguard she set her sights on. When she came into our studio, writer-director Maggie Carey allowed us how her 18th summer was not totally unlike Brandy's.
The movie is set in 1993 in Boise, Idaho, and I graduated high school in 1993 in Boise, Idaho. So there are definitely some similarities there. And I must admit, there are personality traits that are very similar to myself and Brandy when I was in high school. I was in every AP class. I also played a ton of sports. I was in student council. But when I was writing this script, I had my little pink journal from a drugstore that it had a lock, but it was just made of cardboard. So it's very easy to like get inside all of my deep thoughts. But I would mention, blah, 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 I'm at whatever soccer camp. But most importantly was I saw a boy two fields over. And did he notice what T-shirt I had on?
I'm sort of wondering, does this mean that you also set a goal for yourself for the summer after your senior year to not be such
to lose my virginity
girl?
Before college? Yeah. No. And I lost my virginity years later on my wedding night, if my parents are listening. No, I was nowhere near having sex in high school, but I was incredibly curious. You know, I'm drawn to that classic coming of age story where when you're young and you so badly want to know about something, but there are certain things in life, the only way to understand them is to actually experience them.
So the premise upon which the entire film is based is she takes out her notebook.
Yes, so she sets out, she attacks sex and trying to figure it out like she would if she was studying for an AP exam. So she talks to her older sister who has much more experience and gets all this information and makes a list of all of the skills, we'll call them, that you need to be able to do in order to be prepared for when you're ready to have sex. So
there is one thing, though. I mean, any woman born before 1980 would be reliving, you know, in this movie, scrunchies and the VCR and
floral denim, the Ford Festiva with the automatic seatbelts. You can't find that anymore.
Yeah, but something that is key to the movie is this compendium of sex acts that were really not part of the lexicon of the 1990s.
Oh, they were. They were. And actually, I was very conscious on the list that all of those were things that we talked about in the time. And there's even, I'm not sure what I can say, but there's one term that has the word finger in it. And when I actually had early drafts of the script, I had three different friends who all had a different name for it from when they were in high school, and they were correcting me because they were from different regions of the country.
Well, then it was completely accurate because so many of the other little elements were just popped out as being almost within a few years of that moment in time.
Yes, I kept switching back between 93 and 94 because I really wanted to get a Friends joke in there, but Friends hadn't come out. Mm. But I really did want it to be before the internet as we know it existed and before cell phones were widely used.
Well, let's play a clip of tape here just from the movie.
You know, it's the 90s, George. You're going to have to get with the times.
Fine. We can get the call waiting.
No, I'm not talking about the call waiting. I'm talking about Brandy. She's clearly curious about sex. I think I should talk to her.
No. No talk. Your talks do more harm than good.
There's the lovely Connie Britton, who plays Mrs. Clark. Mm. And then we also heard Clark Gregg as her very conservative father, Judge Clark.
It's a real Leave It to Beaver set of parents.
Sort of. The judge is incredibly conservative, and then her mom, who's a nurse, is incredibly liberal and open-minded.
Brandy Clark, her awkward adolescent self, does come from another mold, actually slightly earlier than this movie, John Hughes, for instance, but yeah. Raunchy.
You know, this is a very low-budget independent movie, and when I was, you know, trying to get it financed, I would describe it as a dirty 16 candles. I'm a huge fan of John Hughes movies, Pretty in Pink, Breakfast Club. I grew up watching those movies, and I really responded, obviously, to Molly Ringwald, and I loved her various characters she played. But what I loved about his movies, 16 Candles, for example, he had very broad moments of comedy. You know, you have the nerds like holding up Molly Ringwald's underwear in the bathroom. But then he also had very sweet moments between Molly Ringwald and her father on the couch late at night. And I think at least on the female side, when you are discovering a lot of these things, it's not as if the first time you have a French kiss, it's a great kiss. It's usually lousy. And I just sort of played with that idea, you know, that all of these firsts are awkward. They are not romantic. You know, you aren't swept off your feet. They're kind of gross. And I just really wanted to deal with that, honestly. And also, I just saw it with huge comedic potential.
You know, given that this is set in Boise, Idaho,
a very conservative city, too.
Do you have any sense of how you think people will receive it? I mean, given that they can only be proud, of course, to have a hometown girl making a film set in Boise.
Sure.
On the other
on the other hand, I hope they like it. But I do know that they'll appreciate the fashion. I called my high school girlfriends and asked them if they had any stuff left from the 90s, from back in the day, to show as examples. And they sent me boxes of stuff. So we have photos of ourselves in our teenage girls' bedrooms, which is definitely apparent in Rachel Bilson, her character Amber's bedroom. And no one will know this, but on the bulletin board, there's my ticket stub to the MC Hammer Vanilla Ice at the Boise State Pavilion. And then Vanilla Ice didn't show.
Oh.
So I know. MC Hammer did. And MC Hammer made it into the soundtrack of the movie. So I finally got back at Vanilla.
Can't touch this.
Thank you very much for joining us and good luck with the film.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Maggie Carey is the writer and director of The To-Do List. It opens today.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News with Renee Montaigne. I'm David Green.